Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. And I'm your host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And I'm excited to be here and have you listening to this wonderful show. Angel Talk is an inspiration that came to me when I realized how important it was for people to talk to their angels and get messages from their angels. And that was the inspiration for the Angel Talk show. Well, if you've been a regular follower, you know that what we are doing is we're going through the different chapters of the Angel First Aid books. And that's Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. We started with the 10 chapters in the Success book, and now we're working on the Miracles book. And today, we are going to be talking about happiness. We're in the happiness chapter. You can't beat that. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-876-5227. I'd love to talk to you, give you information from your angels, and help you put everything together in your life and bring happiness into your life. Happiness. How exciting. All right, here we go. Our angel specialists for the happiness chapter are Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, Eileen, the angel of happiness, Joseph, the angel of joy, Lorena, who's the angel of divine grace. And one of the exciting remedies in the happiness chapter is called Sack of Gold. And this is an interesting remedy. I think we've actually talked about it in one of our other shows, but I'm going to repeat it because it's in the happiness chapter. And what you do is you visualize having a belt around your waist, and it can be a cloth belt or a sash, and then connected to it is a velvet bag, like a pouch. And what you do is you want to fill your pouch with gold. But the way you do it so that you have that gold, and the way you do it is an exercise that brings powerful energy into your life. And you pick the things around you that make you happy, and then grab for them and put them into the sack. And the sack, again, is around your waist near your navel. That's where it's located. So, and this is a Qigong energy. This is a special energy for enhancing your life force. And, of course, when you enhance your life force, you are going for the gold. And here we go. So you reach out and grab something that's beautiful to you. So in your mind's eye, grab a tree or some branches from a tree and put them in your sack, some leaves. Or grab the energy of a lake. And if that gives you comfort, and put it in your sack. And the energy of joy, and put it in your sack. And peace, and intangible things like knowledge. Rachel is the angel of inspiration, and she can help you with that. So bring knowledge and put that into your sack. And energy from the sky and the color of the sky. The sky is beautiful, and it's a soothing sky blue color. And if you want to put the energy of a cloud or the energy of happiness, whatever it is, put it in the sack. And then what you do is you ask Rachel to help you make your selection of what you're going to put in the sack, and then you tie it up and you keep it there. Keep it close to you because it gives you power and it brings excitement into your life so that you can manifest happiness. And here's one other little secret. Before you shut the pouch and tie it up, reach behind you like you're grabbing something from behind your shoulder. Reach behind you and ask for the energy of your ancestors. You've had some wealthy ancestors. You've had some happy ancestors. Reach back there and get their energy and put it into your pouch. And I do that with both hands, because with the right hand, it's the male energy that's coming from the past, and with the left hand, it's the female energy that's coming from the past, the nurturing, the mothering, and so bring it forward. Also, the right hand represents the mental, and the left hand represents the emotional. And we certainly can use the wisdom that our ancestors gained for our mental, and the stability and calmness that they gained for our emotional. Okay, so that is the Sack of Gold remedy in the happiness chapter. Now let's go back to our angel specialists. We have Marilyn, who's the angel of leisure. And that's great, because I don't think we take enough time for leisure. Relaxation is really important to happiness. Balance is very important to happiness. If you're not balanced, if you're working all the time, or if you're lazy and you're not doing anything all the time, and you're just not going to be happy. This is something that just isn't going to work for you. So be sure that you balance out your life, and that Rachel is the angel of inspiration, and Marilyn is the angel of leisure. So now we're going to go to Rachel, because she's right under Marilyn. And Rachel is inspiration. How can you be happy without inspiration, without passion, without joy, without a goal in mind, many goals in mind? What are you here for? What do you want to do? Where is your inspiration? Our next angel is Sarah, and Sarah is the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. She's a pretty popular angel, and this Sarah is spelled S-A-R-A-H. And she's a pretty popular angel. She's one that has, a lot of people have her as their guardian angel. By the way, if you want to, while we're talking about that, if you want to know the names of your guardian angels, or you have a question, or you have a comment on happiness, or you have an angel story to share with us, please feel free. This, after all, is angel talk. So feel free to call in. And the number is 877-876-5227. So give us a call and let me hear from you. And I'd also like to know, are you enjoying the show? Or is there something that I haven't discussed that you'd like to know about? And I can ask the angels, and maybe we could do a program on that. I remember going to the Oprah show, and the producers would come out and say, is there any subject that you want us to cover on the show? So I'm going to do the same thing. You've got a subject you want to talk about or you want to learn about that has to do with angel first aid or angel talk, let me know. And our next angel is Solomon. And Solomon is the angel of security. And this is an angel of emotional security as well as a safety and well-being. And, of course, our next angel is Tara. And Tara is the angel of love. And you cannot beat love. I mean, love is happiness. If you are in love, if you feel loved, well, that's happiness. William is the angel of peace. And certainly that's peace of mind, peace inside of you. So William is the angel of peace. Okay. The next remedy we're going to talk about, and I like this one, is body laugh. And the way it goes in the book, it says, laugh and have fun with your angels. Remember something you heard or saw that was really funny. Now just laugh, laugh, laugh. Laugh from head to toe. I mean, feel that laugh everywhere, because you'll open up your chest and you can feel it expand with angel love and blessings. And as you do that, you give yourself more joy and more time. We have a remedy called time prosperity that comes from just kind of relaxing your chest and opening it up and expanding it. So when you laugh, make it a belly laugh. Make it something that has your whole body shaking, because that's a wonderful way to shake things loose. and bring more merriment into your life. So this is Body Laugh. I would recommend Body Laugh 3 times a day. I would say don't do it when other people are going to be staring at you, like in the middle of a busy street. But when you're somewhere where you can just let go and laugh and force it through so that you can just really build on it, I say go for it. You cannot be depressed. You cannot be sad. You cannot be, ill when you're laughing. Laughing is a wonderful medicine for everything that ails you, and certainly can bring you happiness. All right. Now, our next remedy is called twisting. And twisting is something that just kind of opens you up, opens up your lymph system, gets your body balanced, makes things start to move. It's a remedy that you do. And if you can smile and think happy thoughts when you're doing it, more power to you. So this is twisting. You put your arms out, and if for some reason you have some kind of a physical ailment, arthritis or something like that, do this very gently and do it and build up. Try it a little bit and then build up. The purpose of this is to put rhythm into your life. The angels work with rhythm. Our body works with rhythm. The earth vibrates at a certain rhythm, and by the way, that's 60 beats per minute. So if you want to get some rhythm into your life and get some strength into your life, try twisting. So here we go. You put your arms out on either side, so your fingers are pointing out, your arms are out on either side, and then you just start twisting. Twist to the left, twist to the right, and just go back and forth and take it easy. You don't have to push it. If you're somebody who exercises regularly, you can really go at it. But if not, take it easy and again, get this to work for you. If you can, keep doing this for at least 2 minutes. And if you're a regular listener on the show, you know that something you do or hold or a thought that you hold for at least 1 minute will build a positive habit and will stay with you. So if you want your body to get into the rhythm and start moving, try twisting. And again, hold it for 2 minutes. Okay. And if you'd like to call in and ask any questions, the number is 877-876-5227. I'd love to talk to you. After all, this is Angel Talk. So give me a call. My name is Sue Storm, and I'm the Angel Lady. And I'd stand.
We have a caller.
We have one. Great.
I'll put
okay.
Them on. Take a few seconds.
Okay. Good. Hello, caller.
Hello, Sue.
Hi. This sounds like Don, isn't
it? It is.
Oh, great. Can you hear me, Don?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have a question on happiness?
Yeah. I'd okay. like to know about my own happiness. Am I going to be finding anybody soon?
So we're talking about romance, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've been feeling, Don, for quite a while that you're going to find someone. But, again, I'm going to tell you that the angels say you need to be out there. You need to get your energy out there. So that the person that they have picked out for you can find you. Do you what color hair do you like on a woman?
Well, usually I like brown.
Brown hair, yeah, because I see somebody.
Or light brown, brown.
Yeah, I see somebody with light brown hair, about shoulder length, and a beautiful smile. You know, bright face, pretty eyes. Not too tall, around maybe 5'4 to 5'6.
Okay.
So does that sound okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I definitely see someone coming into your life, and I know we've talked about this, but the angel for romance and the angel to find your soulmate is Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, Terina.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the angel of love is Tara.
Tara, okay.
Tara. So let those two angels help you. Let me see if there's anything else. You know, we talk in the relationship chapter about being what you want to attract. So if you want to attract someone who's honest and dependable and fun and humorous and outgoing, then work on those qualities in yourself, and it'll speed up the process.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Great. Any other questions? Or
concerning happiness, I was wondering about my finances, my financial future.
All right. Well, actually,
as, you know, as far as, like, I'm trying to do something with eBay, but I'm just, like, getting off the ground, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get that off the ground.
You know what? You're starting small, but that's good, and it feels like it's going to continue to build. However, I don't think eBay is going to be the only way you're going to make money. I mean, you've talked to me about real estate. And
yes, I know.
I think the big money is going to come in the real estate.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You'll be in our thoughts.
Okay.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So the next remedy that we're going to do is voicemail. And again, this is one of my favorites. To ensure greater happiness, imagine that you are in constant communication with your angels. Don't imagine it. Be in constant communication with your angels. Talk to them. Let them talk to you. Listen for their messages. One of my talk show hosts that interviews me on a regular basis does an angel meeting every Monday at 5:00 Pacific time. She has an angel meeting. Sometimes she even writes an email and tells everybody what the angel meeting is going to be like and calls on her angels and asks for guidance and advice. That's her way of doing it. It works for her. If you want to do that, that's wonderful. So set up a time and have an angel meeting and just be quiet and ask them and make requests and let them help you. Or any other way that you can communicate with your angels, go to nature and talk to your angels. That's a wonderful way to be connected. Now we're back to voicemail. It says, all the messages of the angels are being recorded on celestial voicemail. That's a cute way of putting it. And again, these are remedies from the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book, and we're in the happiness chapter. At least once a day, check to see if they have left any words of wisdom. Enjoy receiving the warm, loving feeling that comes over you while listening to angelic messages. And I want to talk to you about warm, loving feelings, because whatever the feeling you have, if you put a thought with a feeling and it's a comfortable, loving, warm feeling, everything is going to be very, very special. So if you're thinking about being successful, like Don was talking about making extra money, put it together with a happy feeling. Yay, you know, enthusiasm. I'm bringing in extra cash. I'm fulfilling my life's purpose. Put some energy into it and bring it and all together. Let it all come together. The happiness, the wisdom, the clarity. And again, Lois is the angel of clarity. Don't forget her, because she's important too. Okay, we're trying to do 20 minutes with a break. And so I have it right on the 20 minutes. How are you doing, Don? Are we synchronized in time?
Yes, we are. Sorry about that. We had a rash of calls here.
Okay.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, I would.
You've got it.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Talk. I'm your host, Sue Storm, and this is a show for you where you can communicate with your angels, where you can connect with your angels, and learn how to be more successful, more prosperous. We're working with the Angel First Aid books. Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles is the book we're working with today. And if you want to get a copy, and you're in the United States, you can call 800-323-1790. There's actually two books, Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles and Angel First Aid Rx for Success. And that's 800-323-1790 to talk to me directly if you'd like to schedule a reading and get answers from your angels. You can get answers to questions you've wondered about your whole life. So give the Angel Lady a call, 800-323-1790, and here we go with the happiness chapter of the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. To feel continual flow of love, and by the way, this remedy is called forest stream, visualize being seated by a forest stream, enjoying the serenity of nature, and think of the flowers blooming around you, and just feel the sunshine and smell the wonderful fragrance of the flowers. Eileen, the angel of happiness, appears, and it's like a vision. She looks beautiful, and she's wearing a pink gown, and she showers you with blessings. So think of the blessings coming from her, and you can think of it in any way you'd like. You can either bring colors to you, if that's something you're comfortable with, or musical notes, or little birds, or whatever it is that makes you feel like blessings are coming your way. And let her bring you unconditional love. Feel the peace and the warmth coming into your body, permeating every cell. Let just feel the unconditional love and joy that she brings to you and puts into your life. And then hold on to this feeling for at least 1 minute. We've talked about that. Hold on for at least 1 minute. Take a deep breath. When the visualization is completed, Eileen departs with an approving smile on her face. That's important. It's important in life to have people approve of you and to smile in an approving way. And then get the euphoric feeling that comes with being available and alive and feeling that angel love. Trying to think of the words to, I've even got stopped up on my words, to just think of what it feels like to be loved by your angels, unconditional love. And you know what? They do love you. They are there to support you. They are there to make your life happy, healthy, prosperous. That's their job. Let them do it. Communicate with them. Again, the name of our show is Angel Talk, so if you'd like to talk to your angels or get the names of your personal guardian angels, get an affirmation, whatever it is you'd like to talk about, you can call 877-876-5227. And we're moving on with the happiness chapter. What we have not talked about yet is the affirmations for the chapter. And we have... again, we're in the happiness chapter, so here are our affirmations. I have happiness in my life. I am loved by the angels. Just say that to yourself. I am loved by the angels. I am whole and complete. That's very important. I am whole and complete. I have inner peace. I am enjoying prosperity. I am attracting love. I have fun with my friends. That's a cute one. I have fun with my friends. I am smiling all the time. And here's another one. This is a really good one. I am excited about life. Get excited about life and just see how life treats you, how it brings you back what you put out. So I'm saying to you, on Angel Talk, I promise you, I guarantee you, it'll work. Get excited about life, and then bring that happiness in. Just let's do that together. Let's just breathe in happiness. Do you know that there is happiness in the air? And do you know you can breathe it in if you want to? You don't have to wait for someone else. You don't have to have a relationship to be happy. You don't have to be thin to be happy. You don't have to have a fortune to be happy. All you have to do is breathe it in. So let's do that together. Let's take a deep breath and breathe in the happiness. And when you breathe it in, think of it coming like into your forehead, into your throat, and just filling your chest, filling your heart, filling your body. Just breathe in that happiness. Let's do it three times. One. Two. Three. Great. I know that those listening tried it with me because I can feel things getting better. So I can feel your energy strengthening and becoming a higher vibration. You know, life is all about becoming a higher vibration. That's what we're here for. The higher our vibration, the stronger we are, the stronger our energy is, the more we can manifest what we want. Whether it's happiness, whether it's prosperity, whether it's just a fortune, a good fortune. After all, Timothy is the angel of good fortune. So just ask him. Ask him to help you. Manifest what you're looking for. And just breathe. You know, sometimes when we're nervous, we take shorter breaths. So concentrate on taking belly breaths, you know. Suck it in and feel that happiness come in with the breath. So let's go over our affirmations one more time. I have happiness in my life. You can contemplate that and work on that, right? I am loved by the angels. That's self-explanatory. You are loved by the angels. I am whole and complete. My body is whole. My soul. And I am complete. I have everything that I desire. I have my supply is in order. You know, everything is coming to me that I need. And another one I'm going to put in here, the angels are reminding me, is an affirmation that's really exciting. Everything that comes to me comes to good. And say that a couple of times. Everything that comes to me comes to good. Everything that comes to me comes to good. And do that. And if things aren't going well in your life right now, or if you want them to go better, everything that comes to me comes to good. Just repeat it. Okay. I have inner peace. And then just feel that peace inside of you. If you have inner peace, you'll be able to create peace outside of you. And if other people don't have that peace, and if there's and things around them are not going that well, you can still maintain your inner peace. You can still hold on to who you are. So I have inner peace.
We have a caller.
Okay, good.
Put them on.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, my name is Susan also.
Your name is Susan also?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. And where are you calling from, Susan?
New York.
Oh, wonderful. I'm very happy to have you call. What can I help you with? Would you like the names of your angels? Or do you have
I would. I'm very interested. I'm a first-time listener, and I do believe that there are angels around me, and just to know some names would be nice.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you called. Okay. All of us have three guardian angels that are with us our entire life, and let me see which ones yours are. Well, believe it or not, you have that Eileen, the angel of happiness, and that's spelled E-I-L-E-E-N, and she's the angel of happiness, which brings joy and contentment. And then you also have Peter, the angel of good health. And Peter is the angel that improves energy and says physical well-being. And you have a fourth angel. You're really lucky here. You have Timothy, the angel of good fortune. That's a money angel, abundance and prosperity.
Yeah, I hope he comes soon.
Well, just keep talking to him. And talk to him just like he's your friend. You don't make a request. Just like, Timothy, come on, I need a little extra cash. Let's go, boy. You know, just talk to him like he's human and he's a friend and he's near you, and watch him come through for you. It's wonderful.
Are those the only three that you see?
I didn't hear that. Say it again.
I said, is that the only three that you see? I do have a special angel that I have a picture of, and I keep quite a few of the same picture.
Is it a female?
Yes, it is. And she has.
Yeah, it feels like Serena, and Serena is the angel of nurturing and the angel of children. What does she look like?
She looks like me when I was a child.
Ah, okay.
And I happened to come upon her about 4 years ago when I miscarried my child.
Oh,
and after I miscarried, I saw this picture of her, and it just struck me that this was my angel. And I do have many pictures of her around the house, so it's funny that you would say that she's the angel of nurturing. But she does. She looks exactly like me when I was a child.
And
I was drawn to her.
And we're talking about the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book, and in the back of the book, there's a glossary of angels that has all these angels, and the description of Serena, the one we're talking about, says, angel of children, nurtures, loves, and protects children. So I think that was really the appropriate one for the situation.
I think so, too. I just always wondered whether or not she had a name, and it was funny because there's a little verse from the Bible on this angel, and it was extra weird because when I saw the angel, I had picked out a little girl's name. And it just so happened that that name was on this verse that is on this picture.
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me? What was that name?
The name was Faith.
Oh. And you know, faith is going to get you through anything.
Well, that's the way I look at it. And that's why I think I keep so many copies of her around. And I've shared them with my family members who saw me through the hard time as well. And they do have her up as well.
Have you had other children since?
No, I can't have any more. I have one son that I'm blessed with, and everything does happen for a reason, but, yeah, that was it.
Well,
that
you know what?
Me.
I only have one child, too, but sometimes they're those special children, and they get a lot of our attention, and that's the way it's meant to be.
Well, that's the way I look at it, too, that it was meant to be, but for whatever reason, she came into my life, this angel. She is special to me, and
yeah.
When I saw your show, I kind of said, this is something I truly would be interested in, and I'm listening to you, and I'm jotting down my notes, and I'm going to start following this, and I'm going to go see if I can pick up a copy of your book, because
you
this
know
is
what?
Interesting.
Let me give you my 800 number. Call me after the show, and I'll send you a copy.
Fantastic.
It's 800-323-1790.
1790. Okay, fantastic. Thank
okay.
you so much,
I'll talk
Jill.
To you later.
Okay,
okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed talking to Susan. And let's see, what are we going to do next? I'm just not sure here. Okay, I guess what the angels are telling me, I'm listening, what they're telling me to do is some affirmations on money. So I guess that's what the part of happiness that we're going to be talking about right now. And see, the affirmations for money are, I am a mighty money magnet. And then you visualize yourself as a mighty money magnet. I have financial security. I am enjoying being wealthy. I love that one. I am enjoying being wealthy.
We have another caller.
Okay,
I'll
great.
Right on.
All right. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller.
It's Marty.
Hi, Marty. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Right. So I was thinking about happiness.
Good. It's a good subject to think about.
Yeah, because I know that's the topic tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, you know how Khalil Gibran talks about that which makes you happy also makes you sad?
Oh, that's interesting.
So I was thinking, one idea I've been using lately is when I feel sad to remember that what made me happy was the same thing so that I feel more of a balance.
You know, I guess what I would say to that is, or what my angels would say to that is, So when you're feeling sad, you can use a happy thought to balance out that and bring you back up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think, yeah. Yes, that's a good way to put it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it works. I mean, if we can't all be in an elated state of happiness every single minute.
It's not going to happen.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a fairy tale thought. But we can, and it is basically our responsibility to ourselves to bring ourselves up to that point as often as we can and to maintain the balance as often as we can.
Oh, I agree.
And I think that's maybe what you were saying. Just before you called, I was going to talk about the plenty exercise. And
which
that's
one?
And that's where you take the word plenty and you just keep saying it over and over again. Plenty,
oh,
plenty,
oh, plenty,
plenty.
Is that in your book? I don't remember.
Yeah, that's in the money chapter of the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. And it's you say aloud plenty, 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 or you write it 19 times every day. And then abundance and plenty comes into your life, and it can be plenty of happiness. It can be plenty of money. It can be plenty of happiness. It can be plenty of joy.
Sounds good to me.
What would you like plenty of? We'll put an order in for your angels.
Well, let's see. Let's start with prosperity.
Okay.
And then health.
Good.
And then happiness.
Okay.
Maybe not in that order.
And what order do you want it? Happiness first?
Let's start with happiness. Because I think when you're happy, that's a big part of prosperity.
Oh, that is. Well, thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, you know, that idea about where you place your energies, you will grow.
All right. That's true.
So if you wanted to be happy, I was thinking that was another thing to consider. And then what was the other one I was thinking about?
You've been doing a lot of thinking on happiness today.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems appropriate. And then the thing I think we've talked about on some other topics about focusing, basically what you're talking about, focusing on what you want instead of on what you don't want.
Correct.
So that you keep on target and keep on track.
That might be
a little redundant.
Are you listening to the show on your internet or are you just calling in?
I'm just calling in.
Okay. Because we were talking earlier about breathing in happiness.
Yes.
And
great idea.
And it's everywhere. I mean, if you make that your goal, and if you, if that's your reality, that happiness is everywhere, and you can just breathe it in, you can do it.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, this was a fun conversation.
Yeah. Well, I am thinking about calling you next week.
Okay, let's do that.
What's the topic for next week? I forget.
You know what? Health, I think it is. I haven't even picked it out yet, but I think it's going to be health.
Okay, great.
Okay, you can get some questions on that.
I'll work on that.
All right, take care.
Have a great night.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Don, can we take our next break now?
Certainly, we can do that right now.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Talk. This is Sue Storm, your host, and I'm the Angel Lady. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-876-5227, and that's international. That's an international toll-free number. And if you'd like to get a copy of the Angel First Aid book, Rx for Miracles, which we are talking about, and you're in the United States, the number is 800-323-1790. If you want to call in and ask questions about your angels, how they work, who your personal angels are, or you have any kind of question, call in. Our subject today that we are talking about is happiness from the happiness chapter. And what I was going to do now is I was going to divert from the book and just give you something that the angels wanted just for this program, just for you, the people who are listening to this show. Here is something special for you. And what the angels are saying is to paint a mural in your mind of what makes you feel happy. So if it, if you, a relationship makes you feel happy, then, and it doesn't matter if you're a good artist, this is only for you to see, it's just more the energy that's important, then think of people, you know, around you in a romantic relationship, a romantic setting, and whatever it is that, and commitment, and a wedding if that's what you want, or just whatever it is. If you just want to be bicycling with your friend, or having a romantic interlude, then paint that into your mural. And then the next thing you can do is think of what else is important to you. If health is important to you, see yourself in a healthy, vibrant state with lots of energy and enthusiasm, and make pictures of that. And if you have a specific sport that you particularly like golf or swimming or tennis, dancing, whatever it is, see yourself doing that with vigor and vitality. And then move on to the next subject. Is financial security important to you? Then bring in all the wealth in the world. I mean, you can see yourself sitting there with piles of gold or whatever, going to a vault and opening it up and having lots of money, cash, in the vault. Whatever would make you happy, start painting your mural. This is going to be an interesting exercise, and it's not probably a one-time thing, because your likes and dislikes and what you need and what you want will change, so I would keep it going. But just in your mind, and if you have the ability and the time and the energy, put it down on paper. They call that a fortune map. Cut out pictures from a magazine, or do take some pictures that are important to you, and print them out or develop them and put them on a mural. Make an actual mural of the things that you want, that are important to you and that will bring you happiness. And take every section of your life. In the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, we have a remedy called Piece by Piece. And if you want to accomplish something, you take one piece at a time. So do that in your mural. If there's five different things in your life that you would make you happy, if they were complete and working right and the flow and the energy and everything was there, if you wanted to have the money for vacations or the money for whatever it is, clothing, a new car, a new house, build it into your mural. Paint it into your mural. Picture it in your mural. And this is a remedy that the angels are saying is specifically for those listening to the show today, and also when you can hear it on the archives. So if you're connecting with Angel Talk on this wonderful Monday evening, then they are saying to you, paint a mural, put in there what will make you happy, and they will go about bringing that to you. My thoughts are you may want to do two murals. You may want to do one of what you want now, let's say within the first 3 months, and make your goals more realistic of what you hope to accomplish in the next few months. And then you can make another mural of what you want in the future, so what you expect down the line. And let me explain to you why you often do two things like that. And that is that if you set your goals way too high, it takes a lot of time to accomplish them, and you feel like you haven't accomplished anything. But if you set your goals low enough so that every day you can accomplish something, then that's wonderful. Like if you just say, if you're a salesperson, and you say, today I'll get 2 sales or 3 sales, rather than 20 sales, which might be too much for you, but not in the future, and you set your goals high in the future, but you set your goals in a reasonable way now, your body gets used to the excitement of having accomplished them. And again, we manifest through our body, so if you're looking for happiness, you can work with letting your body have good feelings and the sense of success and accomplishment in whatever area of your life you're determined to expand, That's what's really important. The other thing the angels are telling me to explain to you is about the miracle vibration. There is an actual frequency for miracles, and they describe miracles to me as the time being taken out. And let me explain that to you. If you had a desire for $50,000 and then you won the lottery, it wouldn't take any time to get that money. That would just be there. That's the time taken out. However, you could work for $50,000 and it might take you 6 months, it might take you a year, depending on what you do and how you do it. But a miracle to them, to the angels, is just something that happens instantaneously and quickly. So if you ask for miracle, it's the miracle vibration. So if you ask that the miracle vibration be around you, be within you, and you think about it, you think about how wonderful it would be to constantly be in the miracle vibration, watch things start to develop. Watch them start to happen for you. It's just a go, 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 and go for the gold. Go for the gold. So lots of exciting things are coming into your life. I mean, I can feel that that's the way things are going. And if you would like a personal reading, if you would like to talk to your angels, have a session with them, find out the answers to things you've wondered about your whole life, or just learn how to make your life better, if you've got questions, call. Call 800-323-1790. Or if you'd like my email, the Angel Lady's email is SueStorm@earthlink.net. Very easy, my name, SueStorm@earthlink.net. And if you'd like to email me, I don't do sessions by email, but I will answer them, and then we can set something up for you if you would like. But I definitely work by phone. The reason is that it's much easier for the angels to express when they feel your vibration, when I get your name and when I'm talking to you, and you can respond to me. It's easier for me to work that way. So we just have a few more minutes left. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left in our show today. So we'll talk about what we're going to do next week. Marty had asked me what I was doing, and I think we're going to go into health again next week. We did it once before, but we'll expand on it. We'll go into a broader sense of health, not just, oh, something isn't feeling good and what do I do about it, but how do I get vitality? How do I get extra energy? What do I do to strengthen my body? Because remember, when you strengthen your body, you strengthen your ability to manifest. And again, this is all about manifesting. Angel First Aid is all about bringing more into your life. That's what we're here to do. Straighten things out, clear up the confusion, and give you the wisdom and the support that you need. When I wrote the Angel First Aid books, Archangel Michael said to me, people need to know they are never alone, there is always hope, and their angels are always with them. So remember that, and that will bring you the happiness that you're looking for. You always have companions. You always have someone around you. There's always someone to protect you. So talk to your angels. And again, this is Sue Storm for Angel Talk. I'll be here next week. I'll talk to you then.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.